Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. Today in Bajan History, March 3rd, the Cyclops. On this day, March 3rd, 1918, the USS Cyclops pulled into Barbados and laid anchor in Carlisle Bay. There was nothing special or eventful about the visit, except that when it left Barbados the next day, it would never be seen again. Launched in 1910, the USS Cyclops, a massive 542-foot ship, the largest in the Navy, was being used to transport fuel to American warships during the First World War. It left Brazil on February 16, 1918, laden with approximately 10,000 tons of manganese ore, used in American plants in the manufacture of steel. Its captain, George Worley, pulled in at Barbados to take on additional coal before setting out for Baltimore the next day. While en route, its last message was, "Weather fine, all well." However, when U.S. officials recognized that the vessel had not arrived, a massive search effort was launched in the Atlantic to locate the vessel, but to no avail. The Cyclops, with 309 souls aboard, had disappeared without a trace. No wreckage, not even a cork or a bucket from the Cyclops was ever found. The United States Navy published a 15,000-page report on the incident and concluded that the disappearance of the ship had been one of the most baffling mysteries in the annals of the Navy, all attempts to locate her having proved unsuccessful. In the wake of this report, several theories emerged to explain the ship's disappearance without sending a distress call. The most obvious one was that it was destroyed by a German submarine. Another was that the captain was sympathetic to the German cause and somehow sabotaged the vessel. Some pointed to structural failure, bearing in mind it was laden with manganese ore. And the bizarre, that it was swallowed by some beast in the Bermuda Triangle. Over 100 years have now passed since its disappearance, but Barbadians could well claim that they were the last to see it as it pulled into Carlisle Bay this day, March 3rd, 1918.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.